Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. This week, I'm talking about where Christmas traditions come from and then using that to sort of bring up the topic, how do we respond to those who say that all of Christianity is just based on earlier pagan myths? So let me start off today with an example. What about the tradition of gift giving? Is that based on some kind of pagan tradition that Christians have copied when we celebrate Christmas? And therefore, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't give gifts. Or is it something that has arisen because of Christianity that's not connected to paganism and is a good thing? Well, I would say we have to acknowledge, first of all, that pagans gave gifts to each other. I think we should also be able to safely assume that there's nothing wrong with giving gifts to each other. Just because pagans did it doesn't mean that it's a bad idea. I think that then we can begin to look at this question, what is the origin of connecting gift-giving to Christmas? And we could overgeneralize and oversimplify and say, well, pagans at different times during the winter pagan festivals gave gifts to one another. Therefore, Christians must give gifts to one another at Christmas time because they're copying pagan traditions, and it's wrong. But that is a false assumption to make. Just because one group did it earlier for one reason doesn't mean a later group does it for a reason connected to it. So, for example, I think that gift-giving is a Christian idea, and connecting it with Christmas is a Christian idea that would happen whether or not any pagans ever did it before or not. It has some grounding in the theology that Jesus Christ is God's gift to us, and that's what we're celebrating at Christmas time. It has some basis in the traditions around the true historical Saint Nicholas and his gifts to the poor and so forth that have become part of our understanding of him, regardless of how historical or not they may be. I think there is a good amount of historicity to St. Nicholas and his giving of gifts to those who are in need. And so there is a connection there. But I think you can also trace the historical background in our own country that in the late 1700s and into the early 1800s, most Americans did not give gifts to one another at Christmas time. In fact, those who were very religious generally opposed celebrating Christmas at all. And the reason was that Christmas had become associated with kind of wild partying. During that time of year, there was sometimes mischief and vandalism and so forth. And there were Christian leaders who said, you know, true religious Christians just shouldn't celebrate Christmas at all. And in response to that, there were a group, particularly those who were very influential, were a group of very influential people in New York City. At this time, you could kind of think of it like the Hollywood of today. Hollywood, right, can influence our culture because Hollywood elites can decide they want to promote something, and it ends up in movies and TV shows, and it can influence our culture in a dramatic way. Well, in the same way, back in the early 1800s, this group of elite people in New York City had that kind of sway through writing and books and poetry over the country's cultural formation. They were called the Knickerbockers. And they said, you know what, Christmas really isn't a helpful holiday in our culture. We should make it something that is more for children, that celebrates love for one another and giving to one another. And you can trace many of our customs at Christmas time not to something that spontaneously arose, you know, sort of from the cultural practices of people that developed over centuries, but rather their intentional design, and gift giving is an example of this. They wanted people to give gifts to children at Christmas time. They had a vision. They said, we can imagine a time when this becomes the normal practice for Christmas time in America. And so they began writing poetry, like 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is a result of this movement. And they began to write books. somewhat, you know, loosely associated with this would be Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. Of course, he was from England, but he was sort of tying himself in, wanting to be part of this movement going on in New York. A lot of our Christmas traditions were, in fact, created or introduced to the culture through this. So they had something to work with gift-giving from earlier customs and from traditions about St. Nicholas and some other things that went on around observing St. Nicholas. But the idea that Christmas morning kids get lots of presents or should get lots of presents or that we should give gifts to one another at Christmas time, this was something they promoted and that rapidly caught on. And so you can trace the development of it in history. So in other words, it has no connection to paganism whatsoever. So anyone who says, well, you give gifts to one another at Christmas time because pagans 3,000 years ago gave gifts to one another during a celebration of a pagan festival in the wintertime, there's no historical evidence to support that kind of claim. In the same way, this is the argument I'm making, those who post things on the internet that say Jesus was made up and he's based on earlier myths, they are really reaching. They take one little line from one text in one part of the world, then another line from 500 years later in a completely different culture in another place. They kind of change the wording and exaggerate the wording and make the wording sound Christian. Sometimes these sources come from much later than Christianity. They'll take sources from, for instance, that Horus was born on December 25th. And they'll say, see, Egyptians celebrated Horus's birthday on December 25th, long before Christianity. Well, no, we don't have any source on Horus being born on December 25th, until 600-700 years after Christianity comes about. So they oversimplify and flat out misstate the case and put together things in a nice, neat list that never appears anywhere in any actual ancient text. And it can sound impressive. Well, Egyptians were worshiping Horus, born of a virgin, born on December 25th. Three wise men followed an eastern star and led him to visit the place where he was born. He was baptized at the age of 30 by Anup the Baptizer, and he had 12 disciples. Well, most of the items on that list are just flat out false. They were never attributed to Horus. Some of those things do appear after Christianity was already a popular religion, and so you don't know who's copying who. All of the things on this list are coming from very different sources, from very different places over long periods of time. None of the things are worded this way in the actual original documents. For instance, was Horus born of the virgin Isis? Well, if you actually read those accounts, it would be ridiculous to say Horus was born of a virgin. He was created by this goddess who I guess is a virgin because she's a goddess. She never marries anyone. But that wording, virgin, is not recorded there. She creates Horus by putting different parts of him together. If you want to call that a birth, I don't know. It's something like a birth. But I'm saying, in other words, it's a huge stretch to say that Egyptians believed Horus was born of the virgin Isis. Maybe you could find some Egyptians in some time period that viewed Horus as coming from Isis and in some sense viewed Isis as being like a virgin, but they themselves wouldn't have described the process anything like that. So these are highly imaginative ways of straining to find some source for Jesus other than that he really was a real person who walked on the earth and who is the Savior of the world. And I pray that indeed you know Jesus as your Savior this Christmas time, because that's what Christmas is all about, is recognizing God's gift to us. I'm going to talk about the real origin of Jesus. Not only was he historically true, but the Old Testament talked about him in detail. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.